With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. There will be no more so-called fire borrowing from the U.S. Forest Service budget if the big federal spending bill Congress is working on passes. Both of Montana's U.S. senators confirmed today that the spending bill expected to be voted on this week fundamentally changes how America pays to fight wildfires.
And the Forest Service will now fund catastrophic wildfires the same way we do other natural disasters. This is a huge step forward.
That's Democrat John Tester, who said funding wildfires like disasters could free up as much as half of the agency's budget to address backlogs of other forest management work. Republican Senator Steve Daines echoed that.
It allows the Forest Service to use more of its funds on timber management, forest management, and recreation programs rather than fire suppression.
Senators Daines and Tester spoke this morning before the text of the omnibus federal spending bill was made public. The U.S. Interior Department says Montana will receive more than $29 million in funding for critical state conservation and outdoor recreation projects. KULR-TV reported yesterday that more than $9 million will go to sportfish restoration, and more than $21 million will go to wildlife restoration funds. The funds will be distributed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The funds are generated through hunting, shooting, boating, small engine fuel, and sport fishing tackle taxes. Bob Gibson with the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the agency had been aware of the upcoming funding for quite some time and was waiting for the money to become available. The big federal funding bill that Congress is expected to vote on this week would mean some certainty on three big issues for Montana and other western states. Montana's U.S. senators confirmed today that the omnibus funding bill changes how wildfire fighting is paid for, ending so-called fire borrowing from the U.S. Forest Service budget. The bill also locks in Secure Rural Schools Act money for 2 years, and possibly four. Those are payments from federal government to counties with lots of federal land to make up for lack of property tax or timber revenue. Finally, the big federal spending bill allocates money to the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The LWCF is popular across party lines in Montana, where it funds public lands enhancement with revenue from offshore energy development. Specific details on much of the omnibus bill are only just now being made public. Montana has paid $485,000 to settle claims that a program to ensure a fair share of highway contracts goes to disadvantaged businesses discriminated against a company for being too white and too rich. Billings-based Mountain West Holding Company sued the state in 2013 after transportation officials sought to boost the number of disadvantaged businesses working on highway projects between 2012 and 2014. Those small businesses are owned by socially or economically disadvantaged individuals, which include minority and female-owned companies. Mountain West claims the state violated a prohibition on racial discrimination in programs receiving federal financial assistance. Attorneys for the state said the program is race-neutral and that Mountain West's market share in highway projects increased from 2012 to 2014. Department of Transportation attorney Dave Oler said Wednesday the state settled over concerns it might have some potential liability. State wildlife and livestock officials say an elk captured in the Tendoy Mountains of extreme southwestern Montana has tested positive for exposure to the disease brucellosis. The Montana Department of Livestock says this is the first time an elk has tested positive for exposure to the bacteria in the area southwest of Dillon, which is outside the area where ranchers are required to test livestock for brucellosis. The disease can cause cattle to abort. Bail was set at $500,000 for a Helena man who was charged with killing his parents over the weekend. Caleb David Taylor, 21, made an initial appearance today before Justice of the Peace Michael Swingley via video from the Lewis and Clark County Jail. He did not enter a plea and asked for a public defender. Taylor is charged with two counts of deliberate homicide in the beating deaths of David Taylor, 61, and Sharla Taylor, 64. He also is charged with evidence tampering. A friend of the couple found their bodies Monday evening after they failed to respond to repeated messages during the day, court records said. The U.S. Interior Department says Montana will receive more than $29 million in funding for critical state conservation and outdoor recreation projects. KULR-TV reported yesterday that more than $9 million will go to sport fish restoration, and more than $21 million will go to wildlife restoration funds. Montana's forested counties are in line to benefit from the omnibus federal spending bill Congress is expected to vote on this week. That bill would restore Secure Rural Schools Act funding that makes up for property tax revenue in counties that are mostly federal public land. Senator John Tester explains that SRS funding began in 2010 to help timber industry-dependent communities survive as logging revenue declined.
However, the initiative expired in 2015 and had yet to receive a reauthorization, leaving forested counties in financial limbo.
Reauthorization in the omnibus federal spending bill means paying for two previous years and potentially two more in the future. Senator Steve Dane says,
"This keeps Washington, D.C.'s promise to our forested counties. This provision makes our counties whole for the past 2 years. What does that mean? It's $25 million to Montana counties for schools and roads."
The omnibus spending bill also relaxes some federal logging regulations, which Senator Daines praised as good first steps to more comprehensive changes in logging rules he says will benefit rural Montana. Missoula County Sheriff T.J. McDermott today confirmed that a deputy in his office resigned last month following an internal investigation. A press release from McDermott says the investigation following reports that then-Deputy John Leonard had, quote, inappropriate interaction with a coffee barista and inappropriate contact, unquote, with a cashier at a casino last year and early this year. McDermott temporarily suspended Leonard while the investigation was underway. He said he sent the results of the probe to the Montana Division of Criminal Investigation for third-party review. McDermott says the division concluded that Leonard's actions didn't rise to the level of criminal conduct, but were, quote, very unprofessional and unethical. McDermott said that he has accepted Leonard's resignation. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.